On University of St. Thomas Week, not everything needs a technological solution. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mahek Nepal, assistant professor of ethics and business law at the Opus College of Business, says sometimes a human solution should come first.
Around us, there is a growing rise in the rhetoric that artificial intelligence can solve complex problems in unique ways. This belief has even been articulated by renowned technologists such as Mark Zuckerberg, who believe that AI will solve society's most difficult problems. My research examines the consequences of this belief. More specifically, in what ways might we be overestimating the potential of AI, particularly to the detriment of human capabilities or ingenuities? While AI may bring many benefits in certain contexts, have we gone too far to the point where we are now overestimating the capabilities of AI, without realizing that in doing so, we may be harming ourselves? Organizational decision makers that have such preferences for technological solutions are described to have techno-solutionistic attitudes. Such attitudes have important implications for how and who gets work done. AI adoption comes at a cost, that of the quality and quantity of jobs available to humans. To avoid such negative outcomes, we need to ensure that when it comes to the development and adoption of new technologies, technology is not viewed as the only or even a uniquely placed solution to problems. A more sustainable business model is one where non-technological interventions are explored before deciding upon technological solutions. We should ask, is the problem that we're seeking to resolve a technical problem to begin with, or is it a broader social or cultural problem? Recognizing the benefits that technology can provide while having a healthy understanding of its inherent limitations is key to being able to use technology as a force for realistic good.
That was Mahek Nepal of the University of St. Thomas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.